Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us on the line, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Welcome back, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, most of the talk we've been having in the last several weeks has to do with casinos, and that's not going to change today. Let's head to Montgomery County.
That's right. The local board in the Montgomery County community of Florida, which is on the western end of the capital region, has thrown its unanimous support behind a $250 million casino proposal near downtown Amsterdam. The plan is that county officials say will turn around the economically hard-pressed area. But for this building project to get off the ground, the developer and the county are asking for the state to slash the $50 million licensing fee in half and give the developer and gaming operator another 60 days beyond the state-imposed deadline to refine their plans for this casino. It's one of several under consideration for state operating licenses in the capital region that stretches from East Greenbush all the way to Montgomery County. With an unemployment rate of about 7% and a child poverty rate nearly three times that, Montgomery County's economic woes have emerged as a theme during this session Monday, where the town board considered the casino measure. County officials told the audience that the median household income of $42,830 is well below the state average and one of the lowest of counties competing for a gaming hall. The county executive said the project proposed for exit 27 of the thruway would be an economic boon for the region. It would create about 450 construction jobs and 850 permanent jobs, some of those paying about $42,000 a year, which would be great for the county's economy. And it would be done in a couple of phases, but they are requesting special consideration, which the state would have to give them because they want to wait till after the June 30th filing date to put in all the details of their project while they're competing with others in the capital region. So more will be coming out about this. We're hearing about more details every day, but this is one project that's now trying to get that license.
Let's head down the thruway to New York City and more funding news from the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Yeah, the story today by our reporter Brian Nearing takes a look at an unusual way that the state is funding the Tappan Zee Bridge. More than $500 million will come from the Clean Water State Revolving Loan Fund, which is a state water quality program. It's supposed to protect the environmental health of the Hudson River. And Matt Driscoll, who heads that fund, says that $511.4 million from this fund will be used to disassemble the old 59-year-old bridge and do some dredging in the Hudson River. This, of course, is a span that crosses the Hudson between Westchester and Rockland counties in the lower Hudson Valley. It's just part of the financing of the $3.9 billion project. We don't know what impact that will have on thruway tolls yet, and the financing is still being lined up by the Cuomo administration.
In talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.